Chapter 2. But is it good for you? In 2007, the American College of Sports Medicine inaugurated the global initiative Exercise is Medicine, touting the preventative and curative benefits of working out to doctors and other healthcare professionals. What is astonishing about this effort is not that doctors came together in such an endeavor, but that it took hundreds, if not thousands, of years to agree on its basic premise. Large enough numbers of doctors have been wary of, if not hostile to, exercise for centuries. The few who have embraced it stand out. As early as 1769, the Scottish physician William Buchan wrote, "Exercise alone would prevent many of those diseases which cannot be cured, and would remove others where medicine proves ineffectual." And yet a full 200 years later, it seems doctors had failed to get off the couch and actually do something. "There is growing evidence on the preventative value of exercise," notes Dr. Peter Karpovich in 1968, adding, "It is possible that, in the not-too-distant future, physical education will become a part of medicine." One reason for the blindness of the medical community to exercise is that it is, like many cures, simultaneously a poison and a remedy. In fact, it is the destructive aspect of exercise that causes us to get fitter, a process known as hormesis, which is a desirable biological adaptation after exposure to non-lethal and not overly destructive levels of a stressor. Still, this is no excuse, for we have had ample time, not 200 years, but well over 2,000 years, to determine that working out is, by and large, beneficial to one's health. The notion was first propounded around 600 BCE by Susruta, a physician of the Indus River civilization, who wrote, "Diseases fly from the presence of a person habituated to regular physical exercise." He advocated such activities as walking, jumping, swimming, riding, and perhaps wrestling, and that perhaps is key, since it is Susruta too who, at least in the written record, inaugurates the skepticism towards especially vigorous exercises like wrestling that will predominate in the cultural context.